The review article, entitled A Multidimensional Immunological Perspective on Long COVID, was authored by Giunta and Giuliani et al. From the Università Politecnica della Marche in Italy. It was published in Cytokine and Growth Factor Reviews in August 2025. Long COVID, like other post-acute infection syndromes, is thought to involve several mechanisms, including immune dysregulation, chronic inflammation, and autonomic dysfunction. These authors propose a framework that integrates neuroimmune dysregulation, innate immune dysfunction, and autoantibody-mediated mechanisms to explain the persistence and heterogeneity of long COVID. SARS-CoV-2 infection triggers acute inflammation via viral entry through ACE2 receptors and the transmembrane protease TMPRSS2-mediated mechanisms, causing systemic immune activation and endothelial injury. In some individuals, especially older adults or those with metabolic or immunogenetic vulnerabilities, immune dysregulation persists, leading to chronic inflammation, microvascular dysfunction, and impaired immune resolution. This can lead to autoantibody production, T-cell exhaustion, and neuroimmune imbalance. Innate immune cells, particularly neutrophils and macrophages, are central to long COVID pathogenesis. Neutrophils release extracellular traps, which, if dysregulated, can drive tissue damage and autoimmunity. Macrophages contribute to chronic inflammation through cytokine production and antigen presentation, with aging-associated inflammaging amplifying these effects. Persistent activation of inflammasomes, complement dysregulation, and trained immunity further lead to sustained low-grade inflammation and breakdown of the body's immune tolerance. Autonomic nervous system dysfunction is another feature and driver of long COVID. Sympathetic nervous system overactivation leads to neuroimmune dysregulation, promoting fatigue, orthostatic intolerance, and cognitive defects. Autoantibodies targeting autonomic nervous system receptors may also enhance this. The complicated web of chronic inflammation, autoimmunity, and autonomic nervous system imbalance makes long COVID a dyshomeostasis syndrome, with inflammaging acting as an amplifier, particularly in older adults and women. The authors believe that biomarkers such as cytokine profiles, phenotyping immune cells, epigenetic clocks, and heart rate variability can aid early diagnosis, help sort people by their level of risk, and offer personalized interventions. They conclude that it can also provide insight into broader mechanisms of post-infectious and age-related chronic diseases.